So how did you guys get Ellen McLean and John Patrick Lowry to do the voice acting? Because, I mean, I think that adds a very special element to the game.
Right. Yeah, no, they're fantastic to work with and great to have. And John actually was in the Suffering Games. Mm-hmm. So going back to making the Suffering Games in the mid-2000s in Seattle, John was just one of the actors who auditioned, and we hadn't met him before. And he'd done a few other games, like I think he might have done the first No One Lives Forever or something at that point. But he was, you know, super versatile actor who I loved and I worked with really well. And when I was thinking about this cult game, I was always thinking, hey, I should get John to do it because I'm in Seattle, he's in Seattle. And I knew he had the range and the sort of persona to pull that off. Mm-hmm. And originally when I was thinking of the game, I was thinking, okay, cult leader, great. And then I was thinking, I don't want to just have one cult leader because in the game you hear the leader talking over the PA system all the time, mm-hmm. sort of sharing their dogma and views and also, you know, how the camp is running and all this stuff. And if it was just John as the cult leader, it would have been, oh, you're just hearing his voice all the time. And that could be cool, but I thought it'd be cooler if there were two and they could play off of each other a little bit. And then naturally I started thinking, well, husband and wife, that makes sense because often these groups are led by, you know, someone who's a couple and their spouse is their, you know, right-hand person and it helps them tremendously. And I thought, well, that'd be cool if there were two leaders and they were both charismatic preachers. You particularly see that in a lot of sort of charismatic churches today is that they'll have woman preachers who are right there alongside their husband and they do some of the sermons and their husband do some of the sermons. So that was really interesting way to sort of expand what you were hearing in the game. And then I thought, well, hey, John, I knew that John was married to Ellen, and I knew she was a fantastic actress from mm-hmm. her work on Portal, obviously. So I thought, hey, John, what do you think? Do you think Ellen would be up for this? You know, first I pitched the game to him. I talked to him about it almost before I talked to anybody else. And he was like, sure, that sounds great. And I said, do you think Ellen would be up for it too? And he's like, of course she would. And he's like, wait, no, I should ask her first. but he did, and she was up for it. And they've been great ever since. So really, it goes back to, you know, having worked with John before and them being, you know, a couple that's really good at working together.